News from the Outdoors had the opportunity to sit down with postdoctoral researcher Sarah Boguskis to learn how she is applying the knowledge that she gained from her dissertation studying coastal pine ecosystems to be applied to foggy coastal agricultural ecosystems. Here is what she had to say.
I completed my dissertation research at the University of California, Santa Barbara. There, I studied the effects of coastal fog on water availability to a species of pine called Bishop Pine. And it's a neat species because it was once more widespread in California when the climate was cooler and wetter thousands of years ago. But since then, as the climate has warmed, it has a more spotty distribution along the coast. And so I was interested in how the southern extent of the species range was affected by seasonal drought that occurs in the summertime and at the same time the influence of coastal fog, which is a summertime event and is thought to offset the water stress that these trees would otherwise experience. And what I found is that areas of the stand out on Santa Cruz Island that were least affected by drought were also the places that were most foggy. In addition, those trees in these foggy areas were also larger. So we found that fog had an influence, a pretty strong influence, on the local distribution of the species during periods of drought. My dissertation work was very much plant ecophysiology out in this natural, beautiful setting. And during the tail end of my time in Santa Barbara, I was actually attending a fog conference, and I was driving from the last stretch from Salinas out to Santa Cruz on a June day. Super foggy out, driving into the fog, and what I saw cutting through the agricultural fields was all the irrigation going off. Like, huh, I wonder if coastal fog is being factored into the irrigation decisions made by growers out here. Because we know a lot from natural ecosystems, redwood forest, the Bishop Pine forest, a variety of other systems, fog really does contribute and offset water stress. And agriculture is a water-limited environment. And so my questions now are related to what is the effect of coastal fog on water loss or evapotranspiration rates from croplands in the Salinas Valley. I have sites that are located close to the coast, right by Moss Landing. Like, you can see the ocean from the strawberry fields. And then I also have sites in Salinas, and so I wanted to stratify my sampling from the coast inland. So I really think the shading effects of fog and agriculture are going to be the sort of first order effect. Secondarily, there's the influence of fog drip. So that's when fog's intercepted by plant canopies and that water drips from the canopy into the soil. Let's just say that we see that fog drip has an important role in increasing soil moisture. I'd expect that the crops that have a larger, more complex canopy, basically greater surface area, would be like broccoli or artichoke. Those are going to be the crops that are really going to benefit most from fog drip. The outcome of my research on coastal fog in agriculture, the products from that research are really meant to inform growers about how they could adjust water scheduling amount and timing during foggy and non-foggy periods. I want to improve irrigation recommendations based on local climate variability. I'm not alone in thinking about coastal fog in agriculture. There's a group of folks at UC Davis, Rick Snyder, grad student, and then his grad student, James Farlin, are two people who are working on addressing similar questions as I have, also in Strawberry Fields, but more in the Pajaro Valley. So I'm working in Salinas, so we'll hopefully generate a comparable data set between these two areas and really hone in on how fog events and climate variability during the summertime, which is also the time of year when the crops are really at their highest production rate, right? So it's a time of year that it's pretty dynamic. What's awesome is that the research that I'm doing and that James is doing, we're going to be setting out fog collectors in agricultural lands. And so this is the first time we're going to be monitoring fog in these systems. And so it's really going to fill a gap in our knowledge about how fog water inputs vary across the landscape in both natural and managed systems.
Sarah is studying under Michael Loik of the Environmental Studies Department at UCSC. To find out more about her work and that of others, go to www.theloiklaboratory.net.